The country of Lebanon was already sinking into an economic crisis, but now it's also facing an outbreak of COVID-19. Lebanon has now reported nearly 80 cases of infection, and 3 people have died. Those numbers are expected to rise. Rebecca Collard has our story from Beirut.
Lebanon announced new travel restrictions on Wednesday in response to the coronavirus. Stuff flew off the shelves at supermarkets here in Beirut. Water, toilet paper, pasta, even dairy products. By Thursday, the shelves were restocked, but this is a worrisome sign for a country where pretty much everything is imported: food, medicine, and medical supplies. Dr. Abraham Haddad is an orthopedic surgeon. He's come to the supermarket in gloves and a face mask to stock up on his essentials.
Especially since I don't want to come often here because of Corona, I bring everything I need for a long time.
Haddad is picking up canned tuna, soda water, juice, and instant coffee. He says Lebanon has good doctors and a relatively strong health system, but it's under strain already.
All the equipment we need, needle, intranule for the serum, everything, the price are increasing.
Do you think that, like, because of the financial crisis, Lebanon is in a less good position to deal with corona than it would have been 6 months ago?
Yes, yes. We have two close crises, so it's really, really sad for this beautiful country.
The big demonstrations that began here last fall are on hold for now, but protesters say they're not done. They see the government's slow response to the coronavirus as another example of why things need to change. And one of the protesters' most popular chants has now been reworked into a hand-washing jingle.
Ela, 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 oh.
Be a good citizen and wash your hands properly is the message. Lebanon has now canceled flights and is urging citizens in infected countries to come home now or face a travel ban. And sterilization crews in white suits are spraying public areas with disinfectant. The government even announced it will boost the speed of Lebanon's notoriously slow internet, just to encourage people to stay home. Schools and universities, they're closed too.
I am in Jermaisi, which is a main street of Beirut. Usually it's lots of restaurants and coffee shops are open here. It's a pretty busy district, but right now most things are closed and very, very few people are on the street. The odd car you can hear is going by, but for the most part, people are not going out. People are staying home. And the people I'm passing on the street, many of them are wearing masks.
Some here are wondering why flights from Iran were not halted sooner. They say the Lebanese government and the powerful Hezbollah movement care more about Iran than the health of Lebanese citizens. Passengers arriving from abroad this week say there were few precautions at the Beirut airport. At the same time, just like other countries, panic is being fueled by misinformation and rumors.
Most likely the country is going to go into full comprehensive shutdown.
This voice note that circulated on social media was said to be sent from a doctor to a friend. Its contents are unverified, but it's probably been making people more nervous.
So absolutely, please don't go out, don't leave your house, don't do anything unless you absolutely have to.
Back at the supermarket, not everyone is panicking. Sami Shisha and his wife say people are overreacting. Their shopping cart is filled with water, imported diapers, and wipes.
We grew up in the war generation, so we can accommodate and adapt.
I think this is
part of the problem for the Lebanese, usually. They adapt. They adapt well to misery, and they adapt well to corruption.
Shisha says he's unhappy with the inflation and price gouging that started long before the coronavirus came to Lebanon. He says the government needs to step in and do more at this moment of double crisis. Because what's clear is that neither COVID-19 or the economic crisis is likely to go away anytime soon. For The World, I'm Rebecca Collard in Beirut.